Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Hey, we are on the bottom line on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. There was a daf B'Iyin shir yesterday, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, relating to the first daf in our parak, daf Kuf Lamed, which discussed the issue of Psar Of Bachalav and the different deos. So hopefully it's up. Feel free to listen. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay, we are now on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Still talking about Inyane Mila. Inyane Mila B'Shabbos is a major element of this parak, and today we get into discussions even of regular, general Inyane Mila as we continue in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, the 19th parak here of Masechta Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Safek V'Androgynous. The Mishnah had said on the top of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis that in the case of Safek, one is not Machal Shabbos. And Yehuda Matis Ba'Androgynous, he holds, maybe that's not an usual case of Safek, an Androgynous who has the attributes of a male and a female. The Rashi says on the Mishnah, alluding to what the Gemara is going to say, that Safek in the Mishnah means Safek Ben Ches Chadashim, Safek Ben Tes. Right, Safek born in an eighth monther, which in the days of the Talmud was considered someone who would not live, considered a Nafel. Safek Ben Tes, so if you're not sure if the boy's a Nafel, so then one is not allowed to do the Mila, and it is Adocha Shabbos. The Hashem on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara talks about in general, why isn't every baby a case of Nefel? There's no Cheskas Chaim until the baby is 30 days old. That's why we don't do a Pinyon Aben until day 31. So why isn't every baby a Suffolk, and how can you do it? So that's the beginning of tomorrow's daf on the top of Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. But today, we get into the regular case of Suffolk. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan on the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Arla so. His arla is cut off. Yimol b'sar arla so. Arla so vaday doches haShabbos velo safek doches haShabbos. Vaday mila bizmana is doches haShabbos and safek is not doches haShabbos. Arla so vaday doches haShabbos velo androgynous doches haShabbos. And androgynous is excluded. Rabbi Yehuda Omer androgynous doches haShabbos va'anish kares. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Androgynous is Docha Shabbos, and if an Androgynous does not get a Mila, he is Chayav Kares, right? One of the two assays that one is Chayav Kares, if not fulfilled. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, well, to see what the Gemara says, that an Androgynous is considered a Zachar, at least enough that we would be Docha Shabbos with his Mila, and Anush Kares. Arla so vade Docha Ez HaShabbos, v'lo nolai ben Hashmashas Docha Ez HaShabbos. So a baby is born ben Hashmashas on Friday late afternoon, also is not Docha Shabbos, if you're not sure when to do the Mila. Arla, so stop there for a minute. So again, that's an important halacha. Friday night. So then for sure we would be doing the Mila not on the right day. But still, it's better to do the Mila later and for sure on the wrong day than to do it possibly earlier and have the incorrect day. And of course, Safek is not Docha Shabbos either. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Samach Vav Ches, Misha nolad ben hashmashos shu safek yom safek laila monin min halayla v'nimo l'tshi'i shu safek shmini. And you do it on the ninth day. Baby is born late Friday afternoon. Enough in the case of ben hashmashos. The bris milah is done on Sunday. V'yim nolad erev Shabbos ben hashmashos ein adoch ez haShabbos. Oh, that was the first case. The first line of the Shulchan Aruch says, if he's born safek, just on a Tuesday night. Baby's born on Tuesday night. You're not sure if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. We always delay it. We always are machmir to the later day. So an extra couple hours with a possible chi of kares, that's okay. Because if the bris is done too early, then it is not a good bris. But if it's Friday night, then it's not docha Shabbos, she ain't docha Shabbos b'safik. V'chein ain't a docha yantif b'safik. And then the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the rush that we saw a few days ago, v'afilu yantif sheni shogalias. It's not even Doche Yantif Sheni. That's the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rush against the Rambam, that Mila is not Doche even Yantif Sheni. The Shach right here says, Ulafiyani is Daiti, Iker Keha Rambam. He says, no, I think like the Rambam. The Doche Yantif Sheni Shogali, Yatzachinu Gamkin Das HaSmag, V'Hakobo, V'Chinir Das HaBar Tenura, Shapirish, Shnei Yantif, the Diak, what's the Rambam's? What's the Rambam's Raya? I don't think I mentioned this a couple of days ago when I mentioned this. When the Mishnah, which we're going to have soon in a couple of days, talks about a baby being born on Friday night, and what happens if Yantif is on Sunday, then you push it off till Monday, and what if Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday and Monday? Then you push it off till Tuesday. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? Why not Yantif Sheni? Any Yantif. So the rest of the Rambam's Raya. that only Rosh Hashanah you would be push it off because of the Yom HaRichta element, but not by any other Yadav. So the Shach is machmir in one regard. It's machmir, you got to do the Bris Milah earlier. It's makel in the other regard that it has to be that you have to do it on Yantif. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'afilu lo hotzi ela rosho ben hashmashos, even though only the head came out, Aval b'shiyatza kula b'shabes, inonimo b'shabes. You go by the rosh. You don't go by that. You say, oh, the whole baby came out, so it's for sure a Shabbos baby. No, you're not sure. Because if rosho comes out, so that would be good enough to be considered nolad. So that's why any type of suffix we would be not, that we wouldn't be docha Shabbos, and we would have to wait. Okay, that is the cases of suffix. Even before we continue also, the Tosfos says, on top, Tosfos says, Nir Lari, de asmachta ba'almahu, you don't really need a pasuk to exclude a suffix mila from being allowed done on Shabbos. Why? Tosfos says, what's the hava mina to allow it? Why would we allow Bris Milah on Shabbos if it's a suffix? A special pasuk comes and teaches me that if Bris Milah, if Izmano falls out on Shabbos, you do it on Shabbos. So why would I have thought suffix that you would do it on Shabbos? Well, you need a pasuk to teach me that you wouldn't do it on Shabbos? No! Tosva says I would have known that misvara. The pasuk is just an asmachta. V'lo istra kro lahachi. Te'echadesa gadaite l'chalos ha-Shabbos. V'lo yadanim hu barchi of Milah olo. If you don't know if this child is mechuya of Milah bezmana today, then of course you want to do the Mila, says Tosfos. You don't need a pasuk for that. It's just an asmachta. You don't really need it. He says a couple of lines later, Elanira Lari de Iker Haikra Asala Androgynous, She'ena Docha Shabbos, V'nolak Shumahul, which we'll, Beth Hashem, we'll talk about soon. Tosfos says, the real case of suffix, you don't need a pasuk to exclude. So this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Says the Maharit. What do you see from Tosfos' Lashon? Tosfos is saying that a regular case of suffix you would not do on Shabbos. Says the Maharit, that Tosfos seems to be against the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam abak suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. It's a famous sheet of the Rambam where the Rambam holds that suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabanan. Mi d'oraisa, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is l'kula. It's not l'chumra. Suffix d'oraisa l'kula on a d'oraisa level. The din that you're machmir by a suffix d'oraisa is itself an iser d'rabanan. That, by the way, is why some later Rishonim say we're makel by Sfek Sveika. Because a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabanan. So if you have a suffix about that, so it's a suffix about a d'rabanan. So a suffix d'rabanan l'kula. So that's the how some explain Sfek Sveika l'kula. But either way, says the Maharit, quoted right here in the Chuvas of the Maharit, it's quoted right here in the Chasam Sofer, Shemashma the Sphere Levitosis, the Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Because if suffix d'oraisa would be l'kula, these are d'oraisa l'kula, so then im kain itzrech d'lol l'chal Shabbos be suffix. Because then you would need the pasuk. Tosfos says you don't need the pasuk. What do you mean? You should need the pasuk to tell me that we're not machal Shabbos. Because suffix you would go l'kula. So that's the raya of the Maharit. Again, a huge topic. The Chasam Sofer is not happy with the raya. He says, I don't think it's such a raya against the Rambam. He says, no, you have to have a bar chiyuva to be in the parsha of Shabbos. If you're not in the parsha of Mila b'Shabbos, if you're a suffix bar chiyuva, you don't get off the ground. El avade afilu suffix ben hashmashos, shaben muchzak b'chiyuv Mila. Kamosha yom muchzak b'Shabbos. You have a vade Shabbos on a suffix Mila. Ain't suffix mosi midei vade. Mikol makom osi suffix shiva. Okay, either way, machlokas achronim, whether this Tosfos plays into the sugya of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Once this is here, just to mention one beautiful lumdis from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Asvin d'oraisa, when he talks about suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, it says in Klal Hei, a short little piece, very uncharacteristic for Rabbi Yosef Engel to have a short little piece. He has a Klal Hei, he quotes the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba, the Rambam and others about suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, and he says, he tries to deal with another raya that seems to be against the Rambam, the sugya of chatzi shir, Gemara in Yuma, in the beginning of the last parak, where we have the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the chatzi shir is aser min hatorah or not. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir, if I eat a half a kezias of treif, it's an iser d'oraisa. Half a kezias of chazir, it's an iser d'oraisa. I'm not going to get malchus for that. I'm not going to get punished for that. But that's separately. But chatzi shir is also d'oraisa. So in that Gemara, there are two sources for chatzi shir. Either based on a svara, chazi l'itztarufei, If I eat a half a shear now, so you know why I know that this is significant, because if I eat another half a shear in 3 minutes, then I'm going to ultimately be chayiv, full. So it must be that even this half is significant. That's one, the svara. But then the Gemara says, a pasuk, kol chaylev. Kol chaylev, to include koi and chatzi shear. Kol chaylev includes koi, which is a safik chaya, safik behema. Even the koi's chaylev is aser, and chatzi shear. And the Gemara says, no, that's really a derabanan. Right, it's the pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. Why? And this is the language of the Gemara. Hachanami mistavre. It makes sense that this is only a derabanan. Why? Because if it's a daraisa, do you need a pasuk to say koi is, we're not machmer by koi? Dimtim salomar koi sveka hi. Itzra krola suye sveka. You don't need a pasuk to include safek. Of course you'd include safek. You'd include that koi is where we aser the chaylev of koi misvara, says the Gemara. You don't need a pasuk for that, so it must be an asmachta. What do you mean? Safik daraisa is lakula. No, it must be lachumra. That's a clear raya against the Rambam that Achronim bring. The Gemara says explicitly that you don't really need a pasuk to aser the chaylev of koi. You don't need a pasuk. Why? Because you'd aser it anyway, because it's safik daraisa. So that sounds like mefurish against the Rambam, who holds Savik Daraisa is Lakula. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, unbelievable, no, it's Lishitaso. It's the Rambam Lishitaso. What Lishitaso? He says, there's another machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in Meseches Krisus, on Daf Yud Ches. What happens if somebody eats a kazayas of treif, and then they find out that, oh, I can't believe I ate a kazayas of treif. And then they forgot again to eat another kazayas of treif. So you have two karbanas there. Because it's what's called two ha'alamos. We discussed at the beginning of Klal Gadol. What happens though if I ate a kazayas of treif, and then I found out besuffik I might have eaten a kazayas of treif. I'm not sure. If I vaday knew, that breaks it up. But what if it's a suffik yediya? Is a suffik yediya mechalik between the first kazayas and the second kazayas? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, ein yediya suffik mechalekas lechatos. Yediya suffik is not mechalik. Knowing specific is not good enough. And Reish Lakish says, knowing specific is good enough. If you know specific, so then that already is machalik. Machalekas yediya safik shma yediya, and therefore you'd be chayv two karbanos, even if you only know specific. That's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish parallel to the machlokas by chatzi shir. Ulafize, the sphere le yediya, Rabbi Yochanan, the sphere le yediya suffik, lav shma yediya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, knowing besuffik is not called knowing. Al kain, kol suffik daraisa, mutter, min hatorah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that knowing besuffik is not considered knowing. So therefore, suffik daraisa is not called knowing. The Torah asers you from eating yisurin that you know about. If you know about it for suffik, it's not aser. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Ula Reish Lakish desvir le jeshma yediya. Reish Lakish who says knowing besuffik is machalik in that Gemara increases yudchas. Why does he? So to hear he would say shapir aser min haTorah. He would say suffik daraisa lechumer is the nisa daraisa because knowing something besuffik is considered a yediya. So now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. You look in Hilchos Shkagos, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yediya Savig is not Mechalik. So that is why he passes Savig Daraisa is Lakula, like Rabbi Yochanan. That Gemara in Yuma is within the Shita of Reish Lakish. Trying to defend the fact that Chatzi Shir is not Aser Min HaTorah. You're within Reish Lakish, the Rambam is okay. Because the Rambam passes is like Rabbi Yochanan. Unbelievable, the Shitaso, that he has Aser Daraisa, Klau, Hey. Okay, either way, how do we get into this? Because we had a question whether this Tosfos is a raya against is arguing with the Rambam or not. Okay, we go back to the Brisa. So the Brisa is quoting that a suffik bris is not docha Shabbos. Androgynous is a machlokes. Noah ben Ashmashos is not docha Shabbos. Next line of the Brisa. Arlaso vadai doches a Shabbos. Velo nolad kishuhu mahul doches a Shabbos. A baby that is born with a bris mila, nolad mahul, and we will do, as we'll see soon, hatafas dam bris, we're going to cause him to bleed, even though he was nolad mahul, that hatafas dam bris is not docha Shabbos. Shebeis Shammai omrim tzorach lahatav mimenu dam bris, ubeis Hillel omrim eino tzorach, because there's a machlokes, whether there is a need for hatafas dam bris. Rashi, just to mention it now because it's here, why would you have to, if the baby is born with a mila, right, the foreskin is already off. Why would you have to do anything? So Rashi says, second skinny line, Chayshinan Shema Arla Kavushahi. We're worried that maybe there is a foreskin that we don't really see. It's smushed on and it's pulled down. But really there's a meal here that we don't really see. So that's why we'd have to do something. That's the first version. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechlu beishama beisil. No. Beishama beisil never argued. Al no lachu kishu malshu utsorach lade men odam bris. Of course he needs a something. He needs a tapas dam bris. He needs blood to be let. Because it's an ola kvusha. Everybody agrees that you need hatavas dam bris there by a nolan mahul. And that's what we hold, like the second version. Al ma nechlaku, machlokis is, al gershen is gayer kshu mahul. A ger, that was mahul already. Gershen is gayer kshu mahul. Shebe shamei omrim, sarach latav meno dam bris, obe sel omrim, sarach latav meno dam bris. Everybody agrees by a nolan mahul. The question is, what about a ger? Shehu mahul, does he need hatavas dam bris? Hatam bris. That is the machlokas. Good. What do we paskin? Again, we'll get to this more later on, but let's just quote it now. The Shulchan Aruch says, Katan kishehu mahul. Umishiesh lo shte aralos. We'll see that soon. Viandroganus, viyotze dofen. All of those. Avo bishin imolim leches. Right? Nimolim leches. We paskin that you need the dam bris on deches. Einam dochen es haShabbos. Right? It is not dochen Shabbos. We're machmer both ways. We're machmer that you need hatavas dam bris, but one does not need what is not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk more about that as we continue the Gemara.
It says Orla Kavusha, that's
Mitam Safik
still?
So is it Mitam Safik? So the language of the Gemara here just says Mipresha Hu, Mipresha Orla Kavusha. So maybe that's what Rashi is alluding to. Maybe the first version is saying Chayshinon, and the second one is saying it is. Or is Rashi just leading in and Arla Kavusha he is that is still a Suffolk, right? It's not 100% clear in the Gemara whether it's just Bishop Suffolk, but we do it. A Nafgamina might be, do you make a Bracha?
Well, Shabbos.
Do you make a Shabbos? It's not Docha. We're not Docha Shabbos. Is there any type of Suffolk? Shabbos, we pass it, it's not Docha. With the second day a hold that it is done on Shabbos, so we'll have to see. The Gemara will talk a little bit more about it in a couple of minutes. There is an interesting discussion. The Tosfos HaRash here discusses. What did it say? Ger kishin is gayer kshu mahol. What about a ger that was nolan mahol? So you have to double. The Gemara only talks about a ger that had a mila. But so the Tosfos HaRash says, oh, maybe it sounds like you don't need anything. Because he was never in the Parsha of Arel. Right, he was born mahol. That's a machlokas of the Rishonim, whether a goy nolan mahol. Right, we call him a gersh and his gayer. I think I mentioned this a long time ago. Why is it called it should be a goyish and his gayer. What about a gersh and his gayer? He's not a ger till he's his gayer. Now he says, no, it's already known. Right, his neshama was at Har Sinai. Gersh and his gayer, you can already foresee. Gersh and his gayer. You can already see. It's not just the goyish and his gayer. That might also be why you're allowed to teach him Torah. Because he's already in the Parsha, right? The Marsha in Shabbos Laman Aleph, where the Gemara, the Marsha talks about the Gemara, about Hillel and Shammai, how did Hillel teach him Torah? He came, I want to be the Kohen Gadol, or the other story, teach me Torah of one foot. Well, the Gemara is there. How did he teach him Torah? The Marsha says, no, he's on the way. Even though a non-Jew, you're not allowed to teach Torah to, but if he's on the way, then it would be okay. There's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos. Hilchos Trumos. Right, the halacha is that an Arel Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. That's why this is in Hilchos Trumos. What about a Nolad Mahol? A Nolad Mahol. The Rama Paskins, a Nolad Mahol can eat Truma. And all the Achronim jump on the Rambam. But the Rama Paskins, Nolad Mahol needs a toughest Dambris. So what do you mean he can eat Truma? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right there. I don't understand. Mikan Muchach, it sounds like from the Rambam, the halacha is like Rav. The Nolad Mahol ain't Tzorach Latav Meno Dam Bris, because the Rambam says he can eat Truma. But he says, Ulazet Divra Rabbeinu Tnuim, the Pasek Milchaz Mila, the Tzorach Latav Meno Dam Bris. The Rambam Pasek is that a Nolad Mahol needs Tatavas Dam Bris, but he's allowed to eat Truma. Says the Radvaz. It must be that there's a difference between Mitzvahs Mila and Shem Arel. Says the Radvaz. The Afal Gav, the Tzorach Latav Meno Dam Bris, Mikol makom lav arelhu. That's a key radvaz. Trumos zayin yud aleph. Nolad mahol, you can have a status that is not an arel, but no mitzvah of eating, but allowed to eat truma. There's a mitzvah mila you have to do, but there is no arel. The stipler right here in Shabbos in Simon nun aleph. he discusses this as well, and he says, the chilik pashud ma'od. He says the chilik is obvious. De betruma asra Torah arel. The kol she'eno arel, avo bishalo kie mitzvah so shel hatafes dam bris shari. As long as you're not an arel, yes, you might have a chiv to do something. Maybe a state of arla kvusha, getting back to your question, is not arel. But there's an arla kvusha there that you have a mitzvah to remove. Hatavas dam bris. Avol bePesach, what about Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach, no one ma'al is not good enough. Asur, mishum shalokie mitzvahs mila. Truma is about the shame arel. Pesach is about mitzvahs mila. We're going to see anam and beis. It could be that I can't eat mila because my eved didn't get a bris mila. What does my eved have to do with me? I'm not an arel. The answer is no. All your mitzvahs of mila have to be fulfilled before you eat Karban Pesach. That's different than what the rules of Truma might be. Truma is about Arel. Daha afilu mila zachar v'avada ma'akvo b'pesach afa pishu atzmo eno Arel. Elash lo kiyem mitzvahs milas banov hamutelas alav. V'achanami b'nolan mahul. Nehi she'eno Arel mikal makom ika chisaron kiyem mitzvahs mila she'alav. Dahainu mitzvahs adavaz dambris v'chulu. Good, that's the Radvaz, that's the Stipler, very crucial sources. In general, yeah, this is a large topic, there is a question in the Achronim. How much is a Hatafas Dam Bris a Mila? Is it a quasi-Mila? Is it the Mila for this child? It depends what you need. If you need to remove the whole foreskin, that's your Mila and the Priya. If not, if you already know Lan Mahol, then your Mila is Hatafas Dam Bris. How much does Hatafas Dam Bris mirror Mila? Do you have to, the Achronim discuss, the Chazonish discusses this. Is Hatafas Dam Bris just making a dot? Just getting a tiny blood out, or does it have to be an act at least of cutting, or just cause some blood to come out? Does it have to do a srita shel chaticha? So again, that might be about whether it is a form of mila or not. The Shulchan Aruch discusses: do you make a bracha by hatavas dam bris in Reish Samach Gimel towards the beginning of mila? In Reish Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch discusses. In Sif Dalid, Novad Kishahu Mahul, Sarech Lahatef Mimenu Dambris, Mihu Umihu Benachas, Vetzarech Milsal Mibdecha Yafa Yafa Biadayim, Amaris Einayim, Volova Parzola, Volola Ayikle, Varoim Nisharim, Hech Malanoso, Mamtina Loharbe, Vaynchoshim Liam. Okay, he talks about it. Novad Mahul, Sarech Lahatef Mimenu Dambris. No mention of a bracha. No mention of a bracha. If you look in the Shach right here, V'ein mevarchin al amila el mk nearest lo arla kfusha, quoting the tour. Right? The tour says, there's no bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch is so safe, doesn't say a word. Because of a bach, the Shach says, di ha im haya vada arla kfusha, haya docha Shabbos. Im kain, achshav de eino vada el nearest lo, v'karov lavade shi arla kfusha, avagav de eino docha Shabbos, mikol makom tzarech levarech al atavas dambris. Ad Khan. The Shach has the chilek. It's not Docha Shabbos. You're not going to get into the world of Isser Skila, but you make a bracha. Again, if you look in the Rishonim here, they all discuss, it's many different opinions. What about Nolan Mahul? What about a Ger? What all these cases, and you have every different permutation. This one, and the chilukim in all different directions. Is a Ger Mahul better? Right? If a Ger, is that better than a Nolan Mahul? A Nolan Mahul wasn't in the Parsha. A Ger had a Shem Arel, and then he got a Mila. But maybe not, because he was a Ger, so it wasn't Shaykh to him. Every Jew born is in the Parsha. So we have all the different days quoted, but that's an important Shach, who's Machalik between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Bracha. Right? We have a precedent for making a Bracha on a Safek. Generally we don't. Generally we don't make a Bracha on a Safek. Let's say you're not sure if I did a Mitzvah. Right? I'm not sure if I shuk a Luluf today. So you know what I do? I shake a little without making a bracha. Generally, that's the, I'm not sure if I did the mitzvah. So generally, I don't make a bracha. But there are one or two exceptions to the rule. One or two exceptions. One is Yantav Sheni. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Yantav Sheni, you're gonna make a bracha, even if it, though it's a safek. Why? Because the Gemara says, people wouldn't take it seriously if you don't make a bracha. And therefore, you have to make a bracha on it. It's minhag avaseh to be a deinu. It's based on sveka de dina. You make all these extra brachas in chutz la'aretz on the second day of alachilas matzah and alachilas mara. All these based on a suffix, really. Because the Gemara says you want to take it seriously. We always quote, what's the biggest raya? That if you don't make a bracha on something, you don't take it seriously. Sphere somer. People lose counts. They're like, I lost the count already. I'm out of it. No, the mitzvah is the counting. That might be a mitzvah daraisa according to the Rambam b'zman hazeh. The brach is extra. The brach is a rabbanan. So generally, yes, we say that if it's a suffix, you don't make a bracha, but there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. So put this on the list, right? The Shach says, if you're not sure, you're not going to be docha Shabbos, but you might make a bracha. So there are some examples like that. Okay, let's continue. Says, but that's an important Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, let's talk more about the Braisa. Velo safik doches haShabbos laasuye mai. What is that including? Laasuye hadatana rabbanon. It's including as following: ben shiva mechalon of haShabbos, a baby born in the seventh month, we're mechalon Shabbos for. U ben ches a mechalon of haShabbos, but a ben ches we are not. We're not because again the medical knowledge of the time was that a ben ches is not going to live. Safik ben zayin, safik ben ches, ein mechalon of haShabbos. Again, if it's a safik, then you wait till after Shabbos. That's the case that's being included. Ben Shmona, Harehu Ke'even, Va'asur L'Taltalo. Right, he's Muksa Machmas Gufo. Because he's going to die. Very soon. Asur L'Taltalo. Aval Imo Shocheo Minikso Mibre Sakana. But the mother could bend down and nurse him. Right, he's moving, he's Muksa, but the mother can nurse him because of Sakana. Because of whose Sakana? Whose Sakana? Exactly. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, Hu sakana mebnei shechalav harbe bidadeha umevio lidecholi. The mother's sakana. The mother's b'sakana if she doesn't express her milk, so she can express her milk in this way for the baby. That's what Rashi says. Tosva says we're not bakiyin. The Ritva says it's not mamisha sakana. It's tsar gadol. Either way, lomaisa, we don't understand this because. Well, our medical knowledge is not so. Our medical knowledge is not so that we wouldn't be metalta. If you look at Tosfos Yom Maskel Ben Nira Lari Dachshav Mutal Metalta Kol Tinokos Shein Onu Bakiyin VeKulan Kemo Savig Ben Ches Savig Ben Tes. Everybody has the halacha of a possible baby that's going to live. Upaamim Shah Isha Misaberach Samech Litvilasa Upaamim Shein Misaberes Umutulamul B'Shabes Biman of Shach. Right? We don't know. Even if somebody says when the due date is, says Tosfos, we don't know, and therefore we assume every baby is one that you can be metaltel and be mal, right? It's not something that we have to be machmer for in the other direction. Good, and that's what the Chazon Ish says in Shtanu Ativim. Shtanu Ativim, Bizman Hazeh, there is no such thing about treating a Ben Ches any different. Good, Itmar. Rav Amar Halacha Ketana Kama. The Halacha is like Ketana Kama, who had the version of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That a Nolad Kshu Mahul, the Machlokas was, whether he needs a Tafas Abris or not. Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kshu Min Elazar. Shmuel says, Halacha Kshu Min Elazar, the second version, that everybody agrees he needs a Tafas Abris. The Machlokas is about a Gershon Isgayer. Rav Ada Bar Ava Isilid Lea Yuyanuka Kshu Mahul. Rav Ada Bar Ava had a baby. And the baby was Nolan Mahul. Ahadre Atzleser Mahuloi. He went around and he looked, he asked 13 different Mahulim. Could you please mahul the baby? Could you please mahul the baby? He wanted them to do Atafas Dam Bris. And they didn't want to because it was Shabbos. They didn't want to. Viafilu Lebe Shammai, Rashi says, it's still a suffix, you're not Machalo. Nobody wanted to do it. Adeshavi Krishavcha. What happened? Until he finally did it himself and He made a mistake, right? He injured his child. Vasokra Shavcha, right? He injured his child. Amar Tesili Davi Adarav. You know what? It's all, right? It's because I violated Rav, right? Just like we had yesterday. Remember Shmuel? Amarava. Rava said, it was because, right? All the great Amarav always try to figure out why something happened to them. So, second Amar in a row. Tesili Davi Adarav. Amale Rav Nachman Vadashmuel Lo Avar. What do you mean? But what, you only violated Rav? Emer damer Shmuel b'chol, b'Shabbos mishari. Right, Shmuel also, Shmuel wouldn't say you could do it on Shabbos, even if you say you have to do it. Hu savar vade arla kvushahi. He thought that it was a vade arla kvusha. To itma, Rav amar chayshina shem arla kvushahi, Rav Yosef amar vade arla kvushahi. As the question we had before, it wasn't clear before, but here he says this is what he thought the machlokas is. A big discussion exactly how Rav Ada did this. You have to say, the Trumas Hadeshin points out, you have to say Rav Ada was a professional Moel also. He just didn't want to do his own son. But you have to say he was a professional Moel. Why? Because the halacha is, the Mordechai says, Mordechai was a Rishon, not talking about Rav Ada, but Mordechai says, if somebody's not a professional Moel, they're not allowed to do the bris. That is what we paskin. You're only in the end of Simon Shin Lamid Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, it happened to my brother. My brother was, he's not a Moel, but he was practicing, he was gonna do the Bris Milah on his oldest son, and he was all psyched, and he practiced, and the first baby was born on Shabbos. So he wasn't allowed to do it, because only a professional Moel is allowed to be Moel on Shabbos. But if, on a weekday, if somebody practices, right, everyone can do it, then they can do it. I've given over, I make my shliach, and I'm yotze that way. It's fine with me. But if you look in the, in Hilchas Milah, on Shabbos, that's the Mefirish Halacha, that if it's not a professional Moel, then he's not allowed to do it. Let me just find it if I can. Then he's not allowed to do it unless he's a professional. Okay, I can't find it right now, but we will, it's in where we spoke about before. About, I think it's in Reish Samach Gimel, the end of Reish Samach Gimel. I don't remember exactly. It's here. The Shulchan Aruch says that it shouldn't be done unless by a professional Moel. Okay, either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So you have to assume he was a professional Moel, but he made a mistake. Weiter. Where are we? Amar of Yosef, Mino Amino, how do I know that this is the issue that Vade Arla Kvushahi, and that's why you do a Davas Dambris, to Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Akapar Omer. Lo Nechlaku, Beishamay Beishilel, Al Nolak Shumal Shetzach Ladimeno Dambris. Everybody agrees. By Nolan Mahu. Alma Nechlaku, Lechal Alavis HaShabbos. Everybody agrees whether you could go as far as being Mechal Shabbos for Atavas Dambris. Beishamay Omrim Mechal and Alavis HaShabbos. Beishamay says yes. U Beishilel Omrim Ein Mechal and Alavis HaShabbos. Not Mechal HaShabbos. That is Rebbe Eliezer HaKapar's version of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara assumes there was a Tanakama version that's not quoted in our Gemara. This is Rebbe Eliezer HaKapar's version. So, Lav Nechla, the Tanakama, doesn't this imply that the Tanakama's version of the Machlokes, Savar Mechal of the Shabbos, that you're Mechal, right? Rebbe Eliezer HaKapar's version is, everybody agrees that you need a Davas Dambris, the Machlokes is whether you're Mechal Shabbos. Well, what the Tanakama hold, it must be that he held that everybody holds that you are Mechal Shabbos. That's why I, Rav Yosef, say it's a Vade Arla Kvusha. So the Gemara says, maybe not. V'dama Tanakama. We don't know what the Tanakama says. It's not here. He says something different. But maybe V'dama Tanakama Divrei Hakol Ein Mechal Kamar. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe the Tanakama holds that everybody agrees it's not Doche. And that's what Rav Lazar Kapra has to come along and say, no, that's a Machlokes. The Gemara says, one second, Im Kain, if the Tanakama holds that everybody agrees you're not Mechal Shabbos for it, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is coming to tell you a Chiddush, so which Shita is he being Mechadesh? Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, Tamed Beis Shammai Asa Lashminan. What, he's coming to teach you what Beis Shammai holds? We have to teach you. We know, we don't possibly have Beis Shammai anyway. So why would he have to teach me that? So the Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amar. Maybe this is what he meant to say. Lo Nechlaku Beis Shammai Ubeis Hillel Bedavar Zeh. Maybe this is what Rebbe Eliezer was saying to the Tanakama, that they never argued on this. What does that mean? Look at the second half of that Rashi that we have right here on the side. Umishaninan Dilmahachi Ka'amar, Rebbe Eliezer LaTanakama. What did Rebbe Eliezer say to the Tanakama? Da Amar Bishabas Ladebri Yakol Ein Machalin. The Tanakama, the unknown, right, the unquoted, the non-quoted Tanakama holds that everybody says you're not Machal Shabbos. Ublaktayu Bechol, and the Machlokas is on weekday whether you need Atavas Dambris. Ha Lesa. Rebbe Elazar HaKapar is saying that's not true. Delo Nechluku Bedavar Zeh Elavadei Tzarech. You for sure need it. And on Shabbos is the Machlokas. And Beis Hillel is the Shita that he's coming to teach me that on Chol you need it. He is telling you a Chiddush of Beis Hillel. Because the Tanakama said you don't need it on weekday, and he says you do need it on weekday, going against the Tanakama. Good. I mentioned already that Rishonim here, Lamaisa, the Ramban and the Rashbar, Mechalek between Nola and Mahul, does not need, Milas Ger does need, in terms of Techiyah Shabbos. Again, that's a lot of different Chilukim made in the Rishonim. They all talk about it, Lamaisa. Feel free to look in. Okay, but we have more to do. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi. If you want to also look in the Primosha. The Primosha puts together all of the Primosha on Bris Mila. It talks all about the sugyas of Atavas on Bris, whether it's a real Mila or not. Oh, just one other source before we get to the next sugya. The Chashuke Chemed here has a Shaila. Is a non-Jew allowed to put himself into a Sakana in order to become Jewish? not an external sakana, where, you know, the authorities are going to do something if they find out, but physical sakana. Nachri hasovel mi sukarit kasha u mihemophilia verotel his gayer. What if you have a nachri, a non-Jew, who has a certain condition? What if you have mesu echav machlas mila by the non-Jew? Umeachar sheyefshel his gayer mi bilila mul nishalta sheilahe mutu v'nachri l'sakinas chayav kedel his gayer. Is gerus docha pikuach nefesh? Right, he's not a Jew yet. The chay bohem is said by a Jew. So what do we say? What do we say? So, well, we know Moshe Rabbeinu, he quotes the Panim Yafos, he says he's allowed to be mistaken. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu kibol gerim b'midbar, hagam shlo nashalem ruach tzvonis. Right, it's dangerous in the midbar. So he discusses Mother Gemara that says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do Mila for his son because he was a baderech, but he accepted in the midbar. That's what he talks about this whole discussion. He quotes from his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, that sakana mu'etes, yes, if it's a major sakana, that there's a good chance that he's not going to make it, then he does not think that it's acceptable. But either way, that's it's an important question in Lamdus, right? V'chaibohem, becoming a Jew is that pikuach nefesh doch. Good. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Asi. Kol she'imo t'mei aleida nimo l'shmona. V'chol she'en imo t'mei aleida enimo l'shmona. The Shita of Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, only a baby boy whose mother has tumas leida, he gets bris milah on day 8. But if the mother does not have tumas leida, for some reason, for example, we'll foreshadow, cesarean section does not have tumas leida, then the bris milah is not on day 8. But when? There's a mitzvah milah, day 1. As long as the baby is healthy enough. Shenemar ikas isha kisazriya v'yolda zachar v'tama shivas yamim v'chulu. So when she has a baby and she's tamea ubayam hashmini yimon bazar alaso. So because of the smichas apsukim, that is the shita of Rav Asi. Rav Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon Hashas quotes Achronim that say, well, maybe it's connected also on Ashkafak level to that Gemara in Nida. Where the Gemara in Nida says, why do we have a bris mila on day 8? Because a mother, after having a baby boy, we know it's tummy for 7 days, and we don't want everybody else to be happy, and the mother and the father can't give each other a hug at the bris. So you know what? That's why bris mila is day 8. So therefore, she now is in days of Tara, right, 7 and 33. And that's why the bris milah is a day. So here, if there's no tumah, don't worry about it. There's no tumah anyway. That's why, that's again a hashkafik, a hosafa for Rav Asi. But that's Rav Asi. Omer le'abaya, doros mishonim yochichu. What are you talking about, Rav Asi? That there's a connection between the tumah sleida and day 8. Yitzchak Avinu had his bris milah on day 8, and there was no such thing as tumah tara at that time. Okay, einu mitzvah v'yosa. But there was no Iker halacha. What, sorry, menu? Okay, personita. We have all the midrashim. But halachically, there wasn't any tumah. And yet, there's bris milah on day 8. Sheini motmei aleida v'nima l'shmona. Answers the Gemara. Amalei. Here it is. Four of the most famous words in the Psalm Masechta. Nitna Torah v'nitzchat shahalacha. The Torah was given, and Torah is mitchadesh. Meaning, don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah. What exactly does that mean? That is a huge topic. The Rambam is a big fan of these four words. But this is the context. The Rambam quotes this in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam quotes this in Pirush Mishnayos. Where is he quoted? In Mishnah Torah, beginning with Hilchos Avel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, I hold, says the Rambam and the Rif, that Avelus is one day d'oraisa. The first day, and only if that day is death and burial. If there's a separation between death and burial, it's also Durabanan. There's no Avelus Daraisa then. But if death and burial happen on the same day, one day Avelus Daraisa. Bali Tosis holds that there's no mitzvah of Avelus. It's all Durabanan. But the Rambam holds the first day is Daraisa, right? Based on the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, right? It's included in that. And could be another pasuk too. But anyway, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam asks on himself, but how could I say only one day? It says in Parshas Vayechi that the brothers sat Shiva for their father 7 days. Eval Shivas Yamim. How can I? That's the greatest makar daraisa you can have. Says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nitzchat shahalacha. Don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah. What they did before Matan Torah does not have any ramification for the halacha. And that's the way we formulated it was the difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is incumbent upon me. The most important source in this whole sugya is the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf. without getting back into that Mishnah, we don't have time, but the Rambam there says that, why do we do mitzvos? Why do we do bris milah? Not because Avram Avinu did it. Why don't we eat it anasha? Not because the brothers didn't eat it anasha. Why Avram and Achai? Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai. And that's why, what does the Gemara say at the end of Makkos? Tarjag mitzvos nemar lo Moshe Misinai. Tarjag mitzvos. It doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers. No. Tarjag were given at our Sinai. The Gemara says two straight from Hashem and all the rest from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the reason we do it is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do it at Har Sinai, and beforehand, again, you can learn ideas, you can learn Musar, you can learn messages, but not nitty-gritty halacha. Just one more other context where the Rambam discusses this implicitly. We know there's a machlokas and maseches brachas, whether tefillos timidim tiknum or timidim keneged avos tiknum. Is it the avos or is it the karbanos? You look at the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says timidim tiknum, keneged timidim. That's why the Rambam says that mincha ketan is the ikar mincha, according to the Rambam, because the tamid is always given later in the day. The Tur argues, but that's timidim. But if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim, he quotes keneged avos. Ask the Maritz Chayis and Brachas on Akamara, Daf Chavav or so. Maritz Salvechik says the same thing. How can the Rambam quote both? It's a machlokas in the Gemara. The answer is, says the Maritz Chayis there, and says the Rav Salvechik, the difference is between the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, there he's giving you why you have to do it. Keneged Avos Tiknum. Hilchos Melachim, that's the history of mitzvos. That's not why you have to do it. Nitna Torah, v'nischatsha halacha. Again, there's much to say about this, but this is the source of the entire topic. Good. Well, Maisa, what do we paskin? Between Ravasi and Abaya? We paskin Sveika Dedina. We don't know. And that's why a baby born cesarean section on Shabbos, the bris milah is the following Sunday. Why? Because we don't know. Maybe the halacha is like Ravasi, that the bris milah should be day one. But maybe the bris milah should be day eight. We don't know. So we're machmer both ways. We don't do it on day one, but we don't do it on day eight either if it's Shabbos. That's why we do it on day nine. We do it the following day. Okay, Eini, is this really true? Says the Gemara, the ha'in mar yotzei dofen, umisha yeshlo shtei arlos, if there is a yotzei dofen, right, one of our cases, or someone who has two arlos, what does that mean? Rashi has two deis. Either he has two foreskins on one aver, or he's born mutated with two avarim. Somebody in those cases, Rav Huna, Rav Chia Barav, Chad Amar Machalal Lov as a Shabbos, Chad Amar Ein Machalalin. So it's a machlokas. Ad Kan Lo Pligel Lachal Lov as a Shabbos. Only machlokas between them is whether you're Machal Shabbos, Avol Lashmona, Vade Mahalina Lei. But doesn't the opinion that say that you're Machal Shabbos, doesn't that opinion also say you do it on day 8? Kashan Rav Asi? The Gemara says, no, Haba Hatalya. No. It could be that the one who says that you are Machal Shabbos holds that it's day 8, and according to the one who says that you're not Machal Shabbos is because it's day one. So it could be that Haba Hatalya. So Lav Dafka, that this is a kasha on Rav Asi. There's a discussion also here, a beautiful lumdis, about the case of Shtei Arlos. Right? The Meiri asks on Rashi, the second day of Rashi, Shnei Gidin. He says, what would be the Havamina that you're not allowed to do that? So he has two Evarim, so you have two Bris Milah. Why would you have thought that it's not Docha Shabbos? Why would you have thought it's not Docha Shabbos? Why would it be not Docha Shabbos? So he has two, you have a bris milah, you have a bris milah, so he has, if you have two foreskins, one on top of another, okay, something to talk about, says the Meiri. But if you have two, so why is that? So the Tzafnas Paneach says, how often do we quote it? Tzafnas Paneach, the Rugged Shover, on the first halacha in bris milah, what is the Torah Mechadish by Dechias Shabbos? The mitzvah of milah or the removal of Shem Arel? What is allowed? That's the shaila here. That's the machlokas here. L'tchos beis pa'amim Shabbos lo matzinu. V'yimkein adayin nishar arel im lo mal ela achas. U'bazeh pligi. Im mitzvahs hamila bizman alachuda docha Shabbos. O hasaras arel docha Shabbos. That's the issue here. Because if a baby is mutated, and has two, so then if you do one, you've accomplished a mila, but you haven't removed shem arel. Because, so the question is, what's docha Shabbos? When the Torah is Bechadish, you ought to do meal on Shabbos. Is that, you could remove the Shem Arel on Shabbos, so you can do whatever you have to do, or only a mitzvah's meal, and then we don't have a source for double meal of being Docha Shabbos. Who says that both of these are considered one meal? So you have two meals on the same baby. But where do you ever have a source of that? Right, that's the Sfasemis' Lashon. Arlo so, velo shtei arlos. Right, so who knows? That's the question, the Sfas Paneach says, that's being discussed here. Do we say, that the Tchiyah of Shabbos, the Chiddush HaTorah, is that the mitzvah of Milah is Docha Shabbos, or the removal of the Shem Arel is Docha Shabbos? If it's the removal of the Shem Arel, so what about a Tavas Dam Bris? Unless you say that relates. Arla Kvusha, right? That's why. If you don't say Vade Arla Kvusha, you probably won't do it on Shabbos because of that. Right, they have Vade Arla Kvusha, so there is some type of Shem Arel that is still there. Okay, this also relates, again, it's not for now, relates to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that has come up various places in Shas, Yuvam Mesdaf Ayin, and elsewhere. Rabbeinu Tam, remember the Chiddush, that whenever the Gemara talks about Arel, what's an Arel? So Rashi says all over the place, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. His brothers died, and therefore he's not allowed to get Bris Mila. And it's, whatever, this person who's an RL, let's say there's a Kohen who's an RL. So he can do 98% of the mitzvahs. He can't eat karbanos, he can't do the avoda, so he can't eat truma. Okay, he's an RL, what can you do? Rabbeinu Tam holds that in that case, he can eat truma. And maybe he can even do the avoda. You're only an RL if you don't get a Mila because you're scared. But once there's no chiyuv mila because it's sakana, memela, that removes the shame RL. Rabbeinu Tam, that's a big chiddush, we don't paskin that way, that's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush about the connection between shame RL and mitzvah mila. Okay, let's do it. Kit Tanoi, this issue is a machlokas Tanoim. What issue? Kit Tanoi, the following. We have four psukim in the Torah. There are two different types of people that are described in the context of Karban Pesach and Bris Milah and holding my ability to eat the Karban Pesach back. There's someone called a Yelid Bias and somebody called Miknas Kesef, all in the category of Shvachos of mine or Avadim of mine. So who is somebody, a Yelid Bias, born to me, and who is a Miknas Kesef? And Rashi points out, by each of these, you have two psukim. One that says day eight, one that says day, doesn't say day eight. Okay, so we have basically four psukim. Two of them by Yelid Bias, two of them by Miknas Kesef, and in each of those, one pasuk says day eight, one pasuk says not day eight. So, the Gemara says there are four types of people being discussed in the Torah. Kitanoi. Yesh yelid bayis shenimo la'echad. V'yesh yelid bayis shenimo la'shmona. Yesh miknas kesef shenimo la'echad. V'yesh miknas kesef shenimo la'shmona. Right? It's four categories. And each one, as you'll see, yelid bayis is someone who is closer to being a regular Jew. Because it's a yelid bayis. So let's talk about each one. Yesh miknas kesef shenimo la'echad. V'yesh miknas kesef shenimo la'shmona. Ketzad. What are the cases where somebody who I buy with money, day one or day eight? So, lachach shivcha mu'uberes v'yachach yolda. If I buy a pregnant shivcha kananis, and then she has a baby, zeu miknas kesef shenimo la'shmona. That baby boy gets bris mila on day eight because he was born in my rishus already. Lachach shivcha uvlada ima zui miknas kesef shenimo la'echad. That baby gets bris mila right when I bring him into my family. That's why I buy a shivcha erev Pesach. Right, so I have to give the baby boy a bris mila right away, because that baby was not born as a Jew, he was born as a guy, and then I bought him, but now he is in the world of Shivcha Kananis, semi-Jewish, as we know, Shivcha Kananis, Chayv and Mitzvahs like an Isha, an Eved Kanani, Shivcha Kananis, so that baby boy will get Nimo Lechad. The Yesh Yelid Bayis and Nimo Lishmona. Now the other ones, there's a Yelid Bayis that is Nimo Lishmona. Who is that? Ketzad. Lachach Shivcha v'nizabratzlo, v'yolda. If the Shivcha becomes pregnant after she's already in my Rishus, zeu, Yelid Bayis and Nimo Lishmona. So that's day eight. We'll get to the fourth category, by the Shem soon. But that is all first opinion. Rav Chama Omar. Rav Chama says, Rabbeinu Chananel here points out on the bottom, this is one of three places in Shas where a Tana is titled Rav and not Rebbe. Rav Chama Omer. We're in a Brisa here. So there was a Babylonian rabbi that's quoted in a Brisa. Rav Chama Omer, Yolda v'yachar kach hitvila, if the mother had the baby and then went to the mikvah, zeh yelid bayis shenimo la'echad. Hitvila v'yachar yolda, if she had went to the mikvah first, then she had the baby, zeh yelid bayis shenimo la'shmona. Meaning Rav Chama says it goes by halachic status. Until she goes to the mikvah, day eight. Only after the mikvah is it day one. Only after the mikvah is it day eight. V'tanakama lo shani le ben itvila v'achachach yolda ben yolda v'achach itvila. V'tanakama doesn't make a difference. The avagav de'eni motmeil le de'nima l'shmona. The Tanakama says even if she didn't go to the mikvah yet, even if she's still a goya, yet the baby's going to get bris mila on day eight. So that's the machlokas, Rav Asi and Abaya. You see right here, there's a machlokas whether Tuma and Bris Mila have to go together. The first opinion says they do not have to go together. Even if she didn't go to the mikvah yet, her baby's going to get Bris Mila on day eight. And Rav Chama says, no, only if she went to the mikvah and she's going to have tumas leida, do we say that she will get bris milah, he will get bris milah on day 8. So, Bishlama, we're missing one of the cases. The Gemara just fleshes it out. Bishlama, Rav Chama, Mishkachas lo yilid bayis nima le'echad, yilid bayis nima le'shmona. Mikras kazem nima le'echad, mikras kazem nima le'shmona. You have every case. What are the cases? As follows. It's a very verbose, very clear, open Gemara. Yolda v'achach hitbila zeo yilid bayis nima le'echad. If she went to the mikvah after. Hitbila v'achach yolda zeo yilid bayis nima le'shmona. She went to the mikvah first. Mikras kesef nima le'shmona. What's that case? Kigon shalokach shifcha mu'uberes v'hitbila v'achach yolda. What's nima l'shmona? If she bought or an already pregnant shifcha, and then she went to the mikvah, and then had a baby. Miknas kesef nima l'echad, kigon shalokach ze shifcha v'zeu bara. Right, nima l'echad, if you bought a shifcha, and her fetus there. So those are all Rav Chama works out. Ela latana kama, we're missing one. Bishlama kulhu mishkachas lahu, as was explained above. Ela yilid bayis nima l'echad echa mishkachas la. But there's one out of the four cases that we don't have for the Tanakama. Who is a yilid bayis? Right, according to the Tanakama, you don't need tevila. So who's the yilid bayis that's going to get bris mila on day one? Rav Yirmiya bilokeach shivcha l'ubara. No, when you buy a shivcha, but you don't buy the shivcha, you only buy her fetus. So that's the case where this baby is born totally to a non-Jewish woman. But to you, you have the rights in the baby. So that baby has nothing to do with a baby boy, and therefore you're going to do bris mila on day one. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hani chalamanda amar kinyan peiros lafka kinyan aguftami. This relates to the huge sugya of kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf. If you have a principle and fruit that come off of it, ultimately this is usually talked about by a tree. You buy a tree lagabe its fruit, meaning only the fruit. Here, you're buying the woman lagabe the baby. So if you say kinyan peiros is not ke kinyan aguf, and therefore you can say in this case you really didn't buy the woman, so then this fits in. But if you say it's ke kinyan aguf, then you basically did buy the mother here. And if you did buy the mother, then the baby's kind of semi-Jewish, so the baby should get bris mila on day 8. So why on day 1? So Amar of Misharshi, Belokeach Shivcha Almanash Shalola Hatbila. No, okay, you bought the Shivcha, but you have specific das not to be matbil her. And even in that case, even the Manda Amar, Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan Aguf would admit that the mother is not connected to Judaism, she's never going to be Tovelas, she's not going to be a regular Shivcha Kananis, so her baby is not related in any way to the world of Judaism, fully, and therefore the bris mila would be for her son on day 1. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem, we will pick up. I hope that right tomorrow's shiur, Beis Hashem Kuf Lamed Vav, will be moved over from a couple of years ago, and Beis Hashem will pick up with Kuf Lamed Zayin on Sunday. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and again, Elu Ve'elu, I think, is up on the website. Feel free to enjoy.